Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that the blessing of the Lord comes upon you as you listen. Here's today's message in progress.
Do you ever think you know best?
Unfortunately, I
have. Yeah. How'd that work?
Disastrous.
I know. But not right away. No, it builds like a mountain. Yeah, because when we are arrogant, we have ourselves on the throne. We have replaced God, and that's idolatry. We capture like prisoners of war every thought and insist that it bow in obedience to the anointed one. Ding, 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 ding. That's key. We have to capture like prisoners of war. Now, you guys think of the war movies. You don't just casually, oh, I'm going to bind my mind or whatever. No. We have to die to ourselves daily. We have to die to our agendas daily. And we have to look to Jesus as the true Lord and welcome into our hearts that he is Lord and we are not. We are little lords, little kings, little priests. He's the main one. Amen? So, I don't even know why I have that scripture up there, to be honest with you, because I was going to talk about the blood of Jesus. And and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. The blood of Jesus can never lose its power because it is the divine blood. Jesus is the only begotten of the Father. The blood of Jesus avails for everything imaginable. The blood is for everything imaginable. Everything. It applies to everything. We can use it for everything, for every good thing. If we are going to experience the power in the blood of Jesus, we have to personally apply it to our lives and to our situations. We apply the blood of Jesus by decrees. We confess it, so we speak it and we confess it. The blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. That's scripture. You got a question?
No.
Oh, you're okay. That's in Hebrews 12:24. The blood of Jesus can speak destruction upon your enemies. Uh-oh, didn't we just talk about that? Healing to your body, protection to your family, etc. The blood of Jesus brings life to you. The Bible says that the life of the flesh is in the blood. That's Leviticus. The blood of Jesus contains the life of Jesus, divine life. The power for overcoming is in the blood. That's Revelations 12:11. In the name of Jesus. Okay, so here's the thing. The blood, I feel like the blood, the precious, holy blood of Jesus, that whole thing is symbolic, supernatural, and full of power. And most people only get symbolic. They don't understand the supernatural or the power of the blood. And so I'm encouraging everybody to do a word study on the blood of Jesus and really start to ask the Holy Spirit, how does this work? You know, when I was going through a really rough time and people were praying against me and all kinds of weird stuff was going on, I would just say, I'm washed in the precious blood of Jesus. And I would see myself being washed like a blanket of rain, but only it was his blood washing over me and cleansing me. I have used the blood of Jesus as a hedge of protection around my bed when I've been in places where there's cockroaches. I have used the blood of Jesus as a disinfectant to spray. I spray the blood of Jesus. How can you spray the blood? Listen, you're looking at it in the natural right now if you're asking that question. But if you're asking that question like, how can I spray the blood? Then you're in the spirit. See, if you're looking at it to like challenge me or accuse me, you're in the flesh. And in the flesh profits nothing. But in the spirit, you can spray the blood at an enemy. You can spray the blood. You know what makes the devil run? The blood of Jesus. You know why people are afraid to talk about the precious blood of Jesus? Because the enemy has sown lies into the body of Christ so that you'd look like a stupid fool if you ever talk about his precious blood. But listen, there is power in the blood. Think about it. The resurrection power that raised Jesus Christ, do you think it was just poof, come up? It was the blood speaking in the ground, commanding life to come forth because it was supernatural. He was supernatural. You cannot keep the risen one down in the grave. It's a kingdom law that is, you can't violate a kingdom law. So the blood caused the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Well, I thought they ain't. No, the blood caused the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, some of you are like, that's too much. How about this one? Remember when Jesus was saying to his disciples, "Eat my flesh, drink my blood"?
Yeah.
Everybody left. Are you going to leave too? No, we sold it all. What are we going to do? Well, let's eat the flesh and drink the blood. And listen, you ever been on a fast, a long fast, a water-only fast? 10 days, 20 days, 30 days, 40 days? You get a little hungrier once in a while? Eat the flesh of Jesus, the supernatural manna in heaven. That is a substance that brings forth nutrients into your body, which brings forth healing, wisdom, and revelation. The devil hates the blood and the flesh of Jesus Christ. Hates it. What about the guy that was in the was in the grave? Who was that? Ezekiel? Dead when the bones came up? Was it
Ezekiel with the dry dead bones?
Yeah. Oh, he spoke it. Who was the guy in the bone in the ground? Nope, not who?
Elisha.
Was it him?
Lazarus?
No, okay. I'm pulling the notes. He spoke to the bones and they came out of the grave. Who was that?
Ezekiel?
Yeah, Ezekiel spoke it, but who was in the grave? Elijah. Thank you. Okay, think of the bones. How could he speak to that and not have a supernatural encounter? Let's think about it. Okay. Hey, go prophesy to those bones, those dead, dry bones, to come back to life. First of all, are you bold enough to obey? Come on now. Are you bold enough to obey?
Just me and God, no problem.
What if you're in front of a room full of people?
Then I have to know I've heard them clearly.
And how do you do that? You plead the blood.
I actually talk to them.
Yeah. I plead the blood, because what if it's an enemy?
Yeah.
What if it's the enemy? The enemy can't penetrate the bloodline of Jesus Christ. When I'm ministering, altar ministry, you hear all kinds of stuff in the spirit, because he knows the secrets of people that come up, and he does it not to embarrass them, he does it to connect with them, so that only he knew that about me. And so we get these weird things. Remember the shoe?
Yeah, the toe?
Yeah. We get these weird things. Do you think we're just going to say the weird thing? No, we say the blood of Jesus, because what if it's a foul spirit? The blood of Jesus. See, the enemy can't penetrate the bloodline. I use the blood a lot every day. The blood is important. It's the life force of God. So, stretching us, the bones. Let's go to the bones. Those bones had blood in them, resurrection power in them. You're like, but they were dry. Okay, natural man. You're looking at it in the natural if you're thinking that. Those bones had the blood of Jesus running through them. They were dormant in there waiting for resurrection power. It was a picture of what was to come. God doesn't do anything without, he plans his stuff. I mean, he knew when he formed you in the womb. He knew how many days, he knows the hair on your head. You think he randomly just, you know, flips through his book and says, oh yeah, I forgot, you know, I'm going to add a little chapter in there. John, when did you get your healing? The day you were born.
Yeah, the day this happened.
Yeah. You were healed. It's in the book. It's in the book. At the creation of the thought of you, God has your healing at that moment. Now we pull on heaven and we pull down the manifestations of God, and John's pulling. Have you ever pulled on a manifestation to come forth into the earth? Did it shock you? Come on now. Yes, it's shocking because it's so supernatural, and your little mind goes, whoa. It works. It's real. He's real. I feel like there's like this in the room. Like some of you are like, and some of you are like, too much. I'm not stopping. Here's the thing. God gave me the message. I don't have the message, but he gave me the message. I'm waiting on him. It is written that Jesus Christ offered his blood as a drink and his flesh as bread, and whoever drinks and eats it shall not die. You ever hold? You do communion? The cup? Do you think it's just Jews? Or is it supernatural? Some people take communion in the flesh and they reap corruption. They don't get nothing. You ever take communion and feel the holiness of God on you? Yeah. See, communion is not a ritual. It's not a every month on Tuesday we do communion. You know, we did communion for over John's healing. Holly and I have done it a few times. You know, we partake of the flesh and the blood on behalf of John for his healing. We've taken blood for communion for many people, believing God to manifest his promises into the earth. We use a supernatural system that he created to bring forth the natural manifestation. Is it a formula? Nope. It's a life source. And if you go home and try to do it, you're in formula. You have to know by the Holy Spirit when to drink his blood and when to eat his flesh. I don't like that word. Listen. What do you think manna is? When he fed the Israelites, what do you think that was? Manna? It was a supernatural substance. It was a picture of the flesh of Jesus. I'm getting this fresh right now, and I'm like, wow, this is cool. I'm telling you, open up our minds to understand the supernatural. Lord, let us get the revelation. Listen, we're in a season right now where we have to have the miraculous, the supernatural. Lord, cause our eyes to gaze on you and your realms of glory, your rivers of understanding, and help us bind our mind to your mind, Jesus, so there's no unevenly yoked going on. I take that in the name of Jesus. I know some people are mad at me in here. I love you. Jeremiah found the word of God and ate it, and it became the joy of his heart. I'm just skimming through my notes because I don't even know what time it is. What? I know. You guys want to do some proclamations?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, here's one. Now, don't say this if you don't want to, okay? Don't say it if it's not obligatory, okay? So just be led. Should I say it first so that you don't have to stop mid-sentence? It's regarding drinking the blood. Okay. Lord, make me drunken with the blood of Jesus, and I shall be full of life and eternity.
Can you, like, go through that little by little? Lord,
make me drunken. I might have been drunk when I wrote this. With the blood of Jesus, and I shall be full of life and eternity. With my heart, I believe the word of God. With my mouth, I have confessed unto salvation and justification. O Lord, let it be performed unto me as I have prayed in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, for the benefits and provisions of the blood of Jesus. I stand on the ground of the blood of Jesus to proclaim victory over sin, Satan, and his agents and the world. I apply the blood of Jesus to every stubborn problem in my life. This is how I do it. Sometimes dirt is hard to get off. The blood washes the stubbornness away. I plead the blood of Jesus upon my body, from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. I paralyze.
All satanic.
Oppressors.
Oppressors.
Delegated.
Delegated.
Against me.
Against me.
With the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Think of a big old water gun. Super soaker.
Okay, how about one for infirmities?
I'm not there. But I might be.
Okay.
By the blood of Jesus,
I stand against
every device
of distraction.
I stand upon
the Word of God,
and I declare myself unmovable in the name of Jesus. How about this one?
Let every door
that I have opened
to the enemy
be closed forever
with the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus,
I have been redeemed
out of the hands of the devil.
I walk in the light,
and the blood of Jesus
cleanses me
from all sins.
Through the blood of Jesus,
I am justified,
sanctified,
and made holy
with God's holiness.
I curse every work of darkness
in my life
to dry to
the roots
by the blood of Jesus. Here's one.
I defeat
paralyze
and erase
the spirit of
demotion.
Financial downgrading.
Failure at the edge of
miracles.
Vision killers.
Dream attackers.
And
inherited problems.
By the blood of Jesus.
Let the power
of the blood of Jesus
be released
on my behalf,
and let it speak
against
every
dead bone in my life.
In the name of Jesus,
I apply the blood of Jesus
over my house.
In the name of Jesus,
I soak myself
in the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
I apply the blood of Jesus.
Demons, you cannot enter my house.
I draw a circle of the blood of Jesus around me.
I draw the bloodline of protection
around my house.
I overcome you, Satan,
by the blood of Jesus
and the word of my testimony.
Let the blood of Jesus
speak confusion
into the camp of the enemy.
Let the blood of Jesus
speak disappearance
unto every
infirmity
in my life.
Let the blood of Jesus
speak peace
unto every broken
marriage.
How can you say that?
Because here's the thing. The blood of Jesus determines, not me. It's the blood of Jesus, the supernatural power of the blood that separates the bone from the marrow. It separates it all. It knows, when you apply it, it knows what to do. We don't think about it. We just apply it, release it. Let the blood of Jesus minister defeat to every evil work in my life. Here's a weird one. I bind the staying power of any problem by the blood of Jesus. I create a boundary against you, devil, by the blood of Jesus. I hold the blood of Jesus against any evil spirit working against me. I enter the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus. I think that's good. Now, when you were saying these proclamations, yeah, when you were saying these proclamations, did you see a picture, a vision? Did you hear a word from the Lord? You felt the fresh breeze washing things away. Anybody else? Kim?
While we were doing all of these, I was hearing that song. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And for this moment, I bind the blood of Jesus. And I bind any spirit that has tried to block the blessing in this room tonight for any person. I apply the blood in Jesus' name.
Anybody have any? Anybody else have an experience, a vision, or something to say? See, we do this. You got something? Okay, Mikey over here. We do this because, like, when you felt that breeze come through. See, sometimes people will feel the breeze and they'll think, well, that was just me. But when one person says, I felt the breeze, and then somebody else goes, you know, I felt that breeze too. Then it's like testifying to the power of the supernatural that was released. Go ahead.
So for me, like, as you began a new section each time, I checked in with Holy Spirit. Is this something I say? Do you want me to say this for me and now? Because I feel like for me, I take it really seriously, and yeah. I know he's going to deal with it, which could throw me into a whole series of warfare for my, you know. So I could tell when the power came through when I was saying it and when he was letting me say it but keeping it in his hands for now. Would that make sense?
I totally know what you
like
mean.
He's holding on to it. He's like, we're going to deal with this, but there's certain declarations that are more important to deal with. So I actually could tell, oh, that's the one that was coming up.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That totally makes sense. That's good. Anybody else? Yes, yes. Microphone, please. Anybody struggle with not being able to sleep at night? You? The blood of Jesus washes over my body and mind. I'm covered and protected by the blood, and while I'm resting in his presence, Let the shalom come upon me in Jesus' name. I release that tonight over you non-sleepers that are now sleepers in the name of Jesus.
It was just like Debbie said, I felt like this breeze, but this overwhelming calm and peace. But it just made me so happy that I really wanted to cry because I was just ecstatically, it's like, this is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. See, the joy of the Lord is real. It's real. The joy of the Lord, it brings strength. It brings supernatural strength, and it changes the atmosphere. And so, you know, we just drink of the joy, we drink of the blood, and let's call it a double cocktail, and just enjoy it. It's okay.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. You can download more messages at our store from spiritofgodworldwide.com.